This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right, I have Chuck Garrick on the phone with me. Chuck, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You've got a band, The Barons.
Yeah.
When did you start that?
Well, The Barons has been a side project I've had for quite a few years, actually. It's kind of a spinoff from, you know, a couple of different friends that I've done some records with before in the past. And these guys formed a band. I came in after last guy in there to fill the vocal position. And for the last few years, we've been writing some songs. And we just finished our first record, which should be available sometime in July. So we're hoping for the next 2 weeks or so, we should have the final release date on it.
Oh,
the name
cool.
of the band is The Barons. The name of the record is The Barons, and I'm singing on every tune and playing guitar in the band.
You're kidding.
There's also drummer Dave Casey, Johnny Cornwell on guitar, John Morris on guitar, and Jamie on bass.
Nice.
And it's just a great band, man. We're getting a lot of good reaction from it so far. It's kind of a cross between Clutch, Fu Manchu, Black Sabbath, Thin Lizzy. So it's definitely got a cool, like, stoner rock vibe to it with some real catchy, good lyrics and just overall great tone. So we did the record ourselves, and
oh, awesome.
We're really proud of it. So anybody who's interested in hearing it can visit my website, chuckgarrick.com, and click on The Barons, and there'll be a link to our MySpace page as well as some feeds that you can get as well to hear the songs.
Oh, that's awesome. I was on Facebook, and Ryan Roxy wanted to tell you a big hello.
All right. Yeah, of course. My brother, Ryan.
And he said he'll see you, or he'll talk to you for the interview in August on his rock show.
The big rock show,
big rock show, yeah.
Yeah, yep, great.
That's going to be awesome. I'm going to be tuned in for that.
Oh, good.
Definitely. I think he misses you.
Yeah, well, we miss Ryan as well.
I don't know if you saw me when you were here last in Winnipeg. Of course, then again, all those concerts end up being a blur, right?
Some stick out more than others, but they can have a tendency to kind of lean to each other.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed for the most part. It just seems like most of the people in the bands are just, you know, it ends up being, you know, where are we again?
Yeah, it can get like that. It can get like that for sure. But, it doesn't take away from, you know, the live performance that we put on or anything like that. You know, we treat every show as if, it's our last. So everybody gets the same enthusiasm and spark as well.
Well, I was impressed. It just, like, totally kicked ass. I really enjoyed the fact that Ellis is doing... I mean, it's like a history lesson, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old days, everybody gathered for executions, right?
Yeah.
You know? So here he is putting on 4 executions. It just... I mean, it's a spectacle that other people never thought to put in a rock show.
Yeah. Well, you guys are definitely getting more than your money's worth.
That's what I figure, too. Like, definitely. I mean, with the choreography that goes behind it and how careful you have to be. I mean, he dropped the sword and it almost hit the bodyguard right in front of me. I was like, oh, my God. He gave me the look, you know, like, oops.
Well, we try to, only wound a few, try to spare people's lives.
Yeah, I know, but it's not that easy to do when you got swords.
Yeah, swords are dangerous.
Karen wanted to know was your most memorable stage moment?
Who wanted to know?
Karen.
Karen?
Yeah.
No, my most memorable stage moment?
Yes.
With Alice or just stage moment in general?
In general. Hard question, eh?
Well, it's just I'm trying to think. There's, I don't know, man. Hold on, let me think for a second.
Sure. Got all the time in the world,
stage.
Kind of.
All right, I'll tell you right now. You want to know one of my most memorable stage performances? Would be I was on tour with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, really?
The Boxmasters playing bass for his country bluegrass band, and we were on tour with Willie Nelson.
Cool.
And, you know, made friends with Willie and the guys, especially B, the bass player. Turned out to be a real cool guy. Him and I had a lot in common. But our last show together, B grabbed me, threw the bass around my neck, and pushed me out on stage. And
you're kidding.
He goes, hey, we're playing. He goes, Willie's going into one of the gospel songs. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, gospel songs. He goes, I think it's in G. So luckily enough, I knew the song, and I played a tune with Willie Nelson and the guys, which actually turned out pretty good. And
that's
so I'd
wicked.
Have to say that was one of them. That was one of the many memorable stage memories by Chuck Garrick.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Seriously, nobody. How many people can say that they did that with Willie Nelson?
Probably only a handful.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
That's kind of mind blowing.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, I can't wait to get, you know, a couple tracks to spin from the Barons for you.
Oh, as well, yeah, you guys should have your callers call in and let me know what they think, and they can always place an order from my website as well. Just email me, and if they're interested in it, I think the guys are, you know, selling the record pretty cheap. I think it's $10 for the CD, and there'll also be a download available as well, so... Yeah, so it's a good CD to have in your collection for sure.
Definitely. Oh, it's too bad that, you know, the times that I did get to meet you were so brief and unmemorable. But
you
I guess...
You mean me was unmemorable?
Well, it was... For you, it's unmemorable because you have so many of those moments with people, you know?
Well, I'm sure if I've met you once and I see a picture of, if I see your face or whatever, I'm sure I remember who you
well,
are.
Well, the first time that you met me, I was dressed like Alice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
that's
the,
like saying, remember when I went to the Kiss concert and I was dressed like Gene Simmons?
This is true. But Ryan was making a big deal out of it because, well, I was melting. I mean,
I think I remember you now. You do the, don't you do a stage show as well?
Yeah.
As Alice, yeah. And you had like the Poison era kind of outfit on, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember you.
See? Okay.
We were all told to stay clear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everybody thinks you're insane. No, I'm kidding.
You know what? That's funny that you say that, though. Because, like, seriously, I know why Alice didn't really, I mean, his whole name change and all that stuff. I mean, there's people that call me Malice when I'm not dressed as Malice. And it's like, really, you know, you're sitting back and you're going, but I'm Cindy right now, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so hard to, you know, get out of that stigma of where people, like, just forget who you really are. Like, I don't know. I guess I ended up falling into the trap without realizing I was falling into it.
Well, you wouldn't have done it if you didn't want the attention anyway, you know? So we all love the spotlight, and be thankful that people recognize you for something.
True enough. The oddest part, though, is, like, I don't try to act like Alice. It just kind of happens. You know, like our stage performances just happen. I mean, it's all on the fly. We're amateurs, you know. I mean, we're not rock gods by any means, but it's just so creepy how the videos and stuff turned out. You can probably look at those. They're on my MySpace and Facebook if you want to later or whatever. But check it out. Because you'll get a good laugh. I know Alice laughed over them.
All right, yeah, well, I'll find some time for sure.
Well, that's just it. You're just a busy guy. That's why we're not even going to do a long interview here.
Well, I do have a lot going on. I appreciate you giving me a buzz and giving me the time to interview me on your radio show, and I wish you the best of luck with it. And again, thanks to all the fans for coming to the shows and for all your support.
Well, hug all the guys and girls for me over there, and tell them I said hello, and some of them remember me, some of them are just kind of like, oh yeah, okay, that one.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Take care.
You take care too. I'll get this to you email.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Chuck. Take care.